from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Callagher. Good morning.
Very good morning,
Mike. I've been looking forward to this, the trachometer, the truckometer. I love it. Have we got good news or not?
Well, it's been an intense week, hasn't it? With so much to focus on, the global geopolitical developments. But at the risk of repeating myself, the wheels of the local economy do keep turning. Mm-hmm. And given I'm about to talk about the ANZ trachometer, you'll have to excuse that very weak attempt at a Friday pun. But yeah, let's bring it back home. And there's a reason why. Let's get real with some local raw New Zealand data. And why not? Because, Mike, this is high-frequency data, and the RBNZ just told us they've got high-frequency data on their radar at the moment. It's March data, so I'd call that conflict adjacent. And it's a direct line, isn't it? Because it's petrol, diesel involved here. So a bit of a disclaimer. We shouldn't just look at one month's numbers. So we've got to look for trends. So what did it do? Light traffic index. Good indicator of the state of demand, six-month lead on momentum. Well, unfortunately, it fell, Mike, 2.4% month-on-month. But if you look at the year-on-year number, it's up 3.6%. And what if I say you've got to look at the trend? Well, at the moment, I would call the trend ambiguous. So you had a big lift in February. That's reversed. So were people choosing to drive less in March? Look, I don't know. Did people make that call over March? Maybe. You wouldn't be popping the bubbly on the light traffic index, though, I wouldn't have thought. Heavy traffic index, good steer on production. It rose 0.4%. But, Mike, there's a much clearer trend going on here. It's in the right direction. So I'm going to join you, Mike, in the glass half full club in interpreting this one and say it's supportive of the New Zealand economy. So a little bit mixed.
Good stuff. US, was it sticky, that number? A little bit sticky?
Which one are we talking
about?
The
inflation.
Well, it came in bang on expectations. So, look, after that brief diversion, that brief segue into local data, back to the sort of more serious and perplexing job of trying to look at the aftermath of the Middle East conflict, sort of looking through it. You have to remember, Mike, I'm in the investment game. Investing is a long-term game. You've got to look through these periods. So we've got to ask the question, has the big macro picture changed? There was quite a bit of data out last night in the US, fairly key data, sort of hoping to shed some light on what's going on. So, yeah, the price data, that's the inflation data, this is the PCE index, 2.8% year-on-year for PCE. This is the one that the Fed looks at. That was bang on expectations. Core PCE, 3%, also bang on expectations, but it's still a little bit too high for the Federal Reserve. And they told us they are expecting persistent increase in energy prices, but there's a limit to how long, you know, they'll be able to look at those. What else did they have? They had GDP. Did you see there was a fourth quarter GDP, sort of the final estimate of fourth quarter GDP? That fell, went from 0.7% to 0.5%, but don't freak out on that. It looks like there's some kind of technical data-related distortion in there as well. So all in all, that data to me is looking like, yes, we know the jobs market is cooling in the US, but at the moment it looks reasonably resilient.
Okay, and reporting season next week, of course. What about the interest rates, the bonds, the yields, all the other market stuff?
Happened? Yeah, quick update. So how have markets settled? Well, local interest rates, Mike, they fell after the news of the ceasefire. They've given up all those gains. So local concerns and that shot across the bow from the RBNZ on Wednesday, that's outweighing the ceasefire relief rally, so don't really like that. And despite economists' call to the contrary, the market is still pricing in a number of interest rate hikes before the end of the year. The local share market did eke out a small gain yesterday. I'm looking at the positive here. It's up 2.9% so far this week. If you're an importer, you'll be cheering the stronger New Zealand dollar. Yep. It is quite a bit stronger, so it helps the prices of imported fuel. Not so much our exporters. Quickly, Brent crude. So we saw that ceasefire slump in the Brent crude price down to sort of $95. I'd say the market there isn't convinced yet that the ceasefire is going to hold. And how many times have we said it or asked the question, is oil flowing through the Straits of Hormuz? I saw a report earlier on today that said a grand total of 7 ships had been through in the last 24 hours. So not quite convinced on that yet, although the price is falling in the last couple of hours on this news about Lebanon.
The talks with Lebanon will start and they'll do something in Pakistan over the weekend and we'll get there eventually. What are the numbers?
The numbers as they stand. And we have another weekend on the edge of our seats, though, don't we? Yet another one. The Dow Jones is up 300 points. 0.63, 48,209. The S&P 500 up 31 points, just under 0.5%, 6,814. The mark there in the NASDAQ is up 128 points, 0.57%, 22,763. Overnight, the FTSE 100 was barely moved, down 5 points. The Nikkei lost 0.75%, 55895 the close there. The Shanghai Composite lost almost 0.75%, 3966. The Aussie yesterday gained about 0.25%, 8973 the close there. And the NZX 50, we gained 20 points, 0.15%, 13,273. But the plucky little battle of the Kiwi, it is soaring at 0.5870, 0.8277 against the Aussie, 0.5009 euro, 0.4363 against the quid, 93.18 Japanese yen, gold, 4797. I just note, Mike, physical oil. I think I've talked about this. Yeah. It's called dated Brent.
Still 140s.
It was at 144,
yeah.
Fell to 124. Yesterday it set at 132. So again, a little bit of disbelief in there. But Brent crude, as I look at it, is $95.65, which is a heck of a lot better than 110 bucks. Close the week out on that.
There you go. Hold on to your trampoline. We'll see you Monday. Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher with us this morning.